Amy, on this podcast, we try to always offer useful takeaways. And if you learn nothing else from us, learn this useful parenting lesson by Pampers Cruisers 360.
Pampers Cruisers 360 are the ultimate parent hack, the best diaper to use as soon as your baby starts standing or walking. Instead of ordinary diaper tabs, they have a unique 360-degree stretchy waistband that moves with your wild child.
Pampers Cruisers 360 makes it so easy to change your baby. Who probably doesn't stop moving just because they need a diaper changed? Just slide on to apply and away they go.
And fear not, parents. Pampers Cruisers 360 offers an up to 100% leak-free fit. And they just got even better with a new blowout barrier. Need we say more?
For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand. Download the Pampers Club app today and earn Pampers cash. Then redeem your Pampers cash for exclusive Pampers coupons, savings, and rewards.
Only redeemable via Pampers Club. Pampers cash has no cash value. Welcome to Ask Amy from What Fresh Hell Laughing in the Face of Motherhood, solving your parenting dilemmas one question at a time. This week's question is from Kristen, and she says, 2 or 3 months ago, one of my 5-year-old daughters started grabbing her private area frequently throughout the day and occasionally pulling on her pants and underwear. She's starting kindergarten in mid-August, and I'm starting to freak out. I don't want her to be constantly grabbing herself at school, but I also don't want to place her in some kind of conflict with her own body. Help. Kristen, I want to say first, has already done all the things that you would think somebody would probably tell her first. She's already been to the doctor to rule out UTIs and other medical reasons. She's bought her daughter new underwear, and she's talked to her daughter at length, per Kristen, about how she can do that, but it's private, and it needs to be done in the privacy of her own room or the bathroom. But she continues to do it frequently, and she's a little worried about kindergarten. I hear you, Kristen. I think that this might self-solve pretty quickly once kindergarten starts, and here's why. The teacher, the kindergarten teacher, has magical powers that you, as her parent, don't, right? Like kindergarten students, preschool students, just think that their teacher is just really another level of sort of demigoddess or god human being. So I would talk to the teacher about this. I guess the first thing I would do is make sure you and the teacher have a good vibe and your daughter and the teacher have a good vibe. Hopefully you do. After about a week or so, you can ask the teacher if you can email her or talk to her for a second. And I'm assuming her. Let's assume the teachers are her. I'm not being sexist, but I'm going to call her for the purpose of this. Take her aside and say, can we talk about this? I would be pretty certain that this is something that a kindergarten teacher has probably seen before. A kid who's a little bit too interested in their private parts and grabbing them. And they might have something that they say about that or do about that, like our private parts are just for us, or we just touch our private parts in the bathroom, but not during story time. And the teacher probably has ways that they can talk about that and rules that they put in place that your kid will buy completely readily because the kindergarten teacher says it. And it's also something that the other kids might see and notice, and that's exactly what you're worried about, Kristen, that like, what are they going to think? What are they going to do? Kids have very short memories, but one kid saying to your daughter, why are you doing that, would probably be enough for her never to do it again. And a little peer pressure in this case is a good thing. I do think it's probably pretty harmless. I do think you're right not to put even more pressure and sort of negative pressure against her doing it in place. Don't make a bigger deal out of it. But I'd kind of wait for it to self-resolve around the beginning of school. And if it doesn't, I guess you better come back to us and we'll come up with some more ideas. Send us your parenting questions. Margaret or I might answer yours next. You can ask on our Facebook page at What Fresh Hellcast, or just send us an email, questions@whatfreshhellpodcast.com. Thanks for listening.
Are you overwhelmed by the things that get in the way of you doing what you want to do? Are you looking for ways to simplify life to better align with your values? Do you want to create space in your schedule so you have room for more of the good stuff? Play, joy, relationships, gratitude, and more? If you answered yes to any of these questions, I invite you to check out Edit Your Life, a podcast to help you edit the unnecessary from your life so you have more room to enjoy the awesome. Through episodes with me, Christine Coe, and a range of super smart, compassionate, and thoughtful guests, you'll come away with big picture insights and practical ways to declutter your home, schedule, and mental space without getting bogged down by perfection. I have always believed that small moments and actions matter tremendously. My goal is to help you find agency and space in your life through doable baby steps that will leave you feeling accomplished instead of overwhelmed. Check out Edit Your Life wherever you enjoy your podcasts.
Feel like you're the martyr in your family? You're not alone. Hey, this is Joanne.
And Brie.
And we're from the No Guilt Mom podcast. Brie, we talk to a lot of moms.
Yeah, we sure do.
And if you're a mom who has a to-do list that is so massive that you get overwhelmed and you shut down.
Or if you fall into the habit of doing everything for everyone and don't know how to change it, we can help you become a no-guilt mom.
We're going to take you from family martyr to family model. That's role model, so that you role model the behavior that you want to see out of your kids.
You're going to go from being tired and overwhelmed to energized and guilt-free.
Every week, you'll get actionable strategies that you can implement right away from the experts that we interview and from us.
We also have a whole lot of fun, so check out the No Guilt Mom podcast everywhere you listen to your favorite shows.